Amen. It's good to be back in God's house. Appreciate another opportunity. Amen. To stand and preach His word. We'll be in the book of Genesis tonight. Genesis chapter number 22. Probably my favorite chapter in the book of Genesis, Brother Mark. I like it. And a little bit more settled tonight. Still nervous, but God's able and God will provide. And you say, well, preacher, how can you say that? How can you be settled when you left a service this morning with the convicting power of God on the service and nobody moved? Well, my God's able. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. And the reward of seeing someone saved, yes, it's not up to me, Brother Mark. But the seed was planted. Amen. And I'm thankful that God's able tonight, and He's got something different for us tonight. So let's just let Him have His way. Amen. Hey, my God's big enough. The preacher don't have to be preaching on salvation for somebody to get saved.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes, amen. Well, Genesis chapter 22 tonight. And it come to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Do us good, church, tonight to be in that mindset. Amen. If the Lord could say, Kevin, and I could say, here am I, Lord.
Yeah.
Verse number 2 says, and he said, now take thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto him, said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering of the burnt offering and lay it upon Isaac the son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. Verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and lay him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. God, we thank you, God, for another opportunity to stand and magnify your name. God, we thank you, Lord, that you're the same God today as you were as we're just now reading about. Lord, we ask now for the next few minutes, God, that you just illuminate our minds, God. Touch us, Lord. Help us, God, to preach, Lord, with the anointing, God, of the sweet Holy Ghost tonight, God, to help your people, God. Nothing of us, Lord, but just to magnify your name, Father. We love you. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I love the fact, amen, church, that we can read this story, and on the surface we may think that it's a glooming story. There's not much good that can come out of it. Abraham's taking his son to offer him, to kill him. But hey, we can see worship. Amen. Hey, I see worship in this story. Amen. I see worship break out. And that verse, the verse tonight where I've lifted my thought would be verse number 14. Quite simply, the Lord will provide. We all come from different walks of life. We all have different needs. Hey, we all need something from the Lord tonight. Hey, but we've got to get ourselves in a place tonight, church, where we can allow the Lord to give us that. Amen. So we see that many times you hear this scripture read, you'll hear somebody commentate on, hey, you got to be careful with commentaries, Brother Mark. But you'll hear people say that God was tempting Abraham. Hey, God wasn't tempting Abraham. This was a test, my brother. Hey, this was a test for Brother Abraham of faith. Hey, we see faith tested tonight. I dare say that us as humans living, bearing, having to deal with this flesh, even though we're saved on our way to glory, hey, we get a test of this magnitude. I asking for our own flesh and blood, would we pass it tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. But I see it not to be a temptation of the Lord. It was a test tonight. You say you got Bible for that. I sure do. You can look that up in James, chapter number 1, verse 13 tonight. I won't take the time to read it, but right there it'll tell you clear as day. It wasn't tempted, because God tempts no man. Amen. So first tonight I want to jump in and I want to look, amen, at the obedience of Abraham and the outcome because of that obedience. Verses 2 and 3 it says, "And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Verse 3, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto him a place which God hath told him." Hey, God, Abraham's obedience tonight, he, just a side note, can I take a time out? He mentions his only son three times in this story. We didn't read one of them, the last one being over there in about verse 17, but I believe that to be for the Trinity. Amen. Hey, we can just take a time out and shout right there. But boy, I thank God that He'll provide it for us. You see, Abraham got up. It says he got up early. There's something about getting up early, amen, and having fellowship with your father, amen, before the world gets a draw on you. Amen. I believe that's important for us tonight, church. I believe we need to really, really seek God's face. We need time, amen, with the Savior. Because if you don't do it, for me personally, if I don't get it in first thing in the morning, hey, this pull of this world, you got jobs, you got burdens, that cell phone's going to ring, people's going to need you, your family's going to pull you. Hey, you take time. Don't hit that snooze. Let me challenge you. Don't hit that snooze button in the morning. Amen. Go ahead and pop up. Amen. Get to your quiet place. Get your Bible out. Let God speak to you. Amen. We start our days off on the right foot with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we'll have a better day. I mean, let's face it. I know you're with me. I know you're bearing witness with me tonight. Hey, you take a day that you don't get to have prayer, that you don't read God's Word, you started off ill or mad, you storm out the door, I assure you things aren't going to go good. Hey, let's start it right, amen. Hey, we just started a new week. Today's the Lord's Day, first day of the week. Let's keep it going, amen. God's presence been with us. Let's mimic this obedience that we see. Amen. Let's put ourselves in a place to where God, if God calls our number, we'll hear Him. And we'll get there. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but His obedience quickly led in, amen, to being able to hear the voice of the Lord. Can you hear the voice of the Lord tonight? Amen. Secondly, amen, moving right along outside of the obedience, I want to hone in on his faith this evening. My goodness, the faith of Abraham, what we could learn. Hey, we're descendants of Abraham. Amen. Hey, we're royalty tonight. If you're saved, you're royalty tonight. Amen. You can claim this bloodline. Hey, the God that Abraham was being obedient to and faithful to and having that faith, that's the same God you and I serve tonight. You're telling me that God could ask me to give up my only child? I'm not saying He won't. Hey, but we don't. Thank God the veil was rent. Hey, we don't have to offer up sacrifices. You and I don't live under the law. Amen. Let's understand where we're at this morning in the Old Testament. Amen. Thank God. Hey, you and I couldn't live under the law. Amen. Hey, they carried a book. Amen. That was an individual's job to make sure that they were being in line and the sacrifices were just right. Hey, you and I ain't got to put up with none of that. And I don't mean that any disgrace tonight. Don't misconstrue me. Amen. We're living under grace. Amen. Hey, we're grafted in. Amen. We ain't got to worry about the law. Go ahead, we can shout about that right there. Hey, thank God we were grafted in, amen. You hear what I'm saying tonight? We're filthy Gentiles, amen. Salvation wasn't made for us, amen. But thank God there was a way made, amen. Us filthy, wretched Gentile dogs deserve to be in hell with our back broke, amen. But we get to serve a Savior tonight, amen. Let's never forget that. So the faith of Abraham, if I could pull out just a minute. Hey, and that number 3, can I go ahead and tell you, Bible numerics, I love this. That's divine completeness and perfection. So the fact that he mentioned his only son 3 times, can I say that the only son, amen, that was ever divine and complete and perfect would be the son, Jesus Christ, amen, tonight. Thank God for that. But verse number 5, the faith of Abraham, and it says, "Abraham said unto the young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come unto you again." Hey, he went ahead and told you what's getting ready to happen. We don't even have to finish reading the story to know that he's not going to have to kill Isaac. Amen, because he left his lads behind. Amen. He put the load, amen, on Isaac. Isaac was toting the load, amen, for his own funeral, amen. But he says, hey, you bide here. We're not going to go up here and have a mully grub party. We're going to go up here and worship. Read your Bible. Verse number 5 tells us a lot, amen. Hey, we'll be back. Hey, he's coming back, amen. I was sitting there reading my Bible, and I got to looking at this napkin right here. Hey, he's coming back, amen. Hey, I love the story of Jesus' birth, amen. Hey, and I love the story of Easter, amen. But I'm glad it didn't end, amen. Hey, I'm glad beside those grave clothes, amen, that napkin was folded up, amen, to show me that the Master wasn't finished, amen. He's coming back for you and I, amen. Praise God, that didn't cost you anything. But I love, amen, I love the faith that Abraham had. Hey, he knew, amen, that God would provide. You and I tonight would do good to trust in the Lord. Hey, as Abraham started up, I want to put a picture in your mind. As Abraham started up that mountain, and we'll get to it. I'm not going to give it away just yet. But on the back side of that mountain, something was going on. Amen, church. Hey, that faith, amen, that test that God's nudging you to go into, whether it be to lead a Sunday school, whether it be about deaconship, I don't know what he's asking you to do. Hey, but you just trust him, amen, because I promise you on the other side of that mountain, hey, the answer's on the way. It's already been dispatched. It could be a job. It could be something else in your life. Hey, that wagon's been dispatched, church. Hey, it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be this year. But I promise you, God is faithful and he will provide, church. But we got to have the faith. We don't see the faith of Abraham no more. And you say, well, preacher, that we're living in 2019. You're exactly right. Hey, but my God changeth not. The same God that provided right here will provide for you. I promise I'll move on when God lets me. But somebody's needing to hear that tonight. Hey, God will provide. I don't know the need. I may be preaching to myself tonight, church. A lot of times I am. Hey, but it's that faith, amen. You pray and you pray and you pray. God, use me. God, show me. God, do. God, work. But you won't let him. They're just empty prayers. You bring a burden up here to this altar, amen. You pray it, you talk real good, and everything sounds real good to the pastor. You fool him off like you've left it, but you carry that burden right back to that church pew. My goodness. Hey, why is it that the church pews, the padding on them's wore out and the altars look brand new? There's our problem in our Baptist churches. Amen. Amen. So the faith. So we see Isaac. He becomes the load toter, if you will. I'm in good company. I can use that good English. My wife and Leslie, they may fuss at me, but that load toter tonight, amen, he takes the wood. Amen. He takes the that's a perfect picture tonight of the church. Hey, the church is bearing the load. The church is you and I as the believers, amen. Hey, church, let me encourage you tonight. Hey, take that burden off your pastor's back. Hey, come talk to your pastor. Say, Pastor, what can I do? Hey, can I tell you something to bless the pastor's heart? And I heard this preached the other night, and it stuck with me. You want to be a blessing to your man of God? You want to show him that you're faithful to him and his church, God's church, but you're faithful to his ministry? Just be in your spot on Wednesday and Sunday. That'll mean more to your pastor than any amount of money you can give him, any health insurance, any benefit package, any raise. Be in your spot when the doors are open. Amen. Let your pastor know you're praying for him. Let him know you got some faith and confidence in him. Because I assure you, the man's got a full-time job. But I assure you, he's got another one, and that's laboring in the Word of God. Love your pastor. So we see once again that the church is carrying these burdens. Your pastor, your friends, your family. Verse number 8, Abraham claims some things in verse number 8. And it says here, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. My, my. So they went both of them together. So, man, Abraham's went ahead and claimed it. There's a lot of things in my life, Brother Mark, that I've claimed that I've not followed through with. Hey, if Abraham would just claimed it and went on about doing his way, going his route, hey, this wasn't no short journey tonight, church. And let's just take a time out. See, they would have been in Beersheba, okay? They're going to Moriah. Hey, that's no short distance tonight. And it tells me this is amazing, Brother Mark. And I may be just a young preacher boy that don't know my Bible in and out like I should, but I was reading back there. Verse number 4, it says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw a place far off. Well, best of my study can show, this would have been a two-day journey. All right? Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. So if Abraham, being as full of faith as he is, would have went straight where God had told him, he could have done it in 2 days. But on the third day, my Bible tells me on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Hey, the world today, church, will put things in our path to get us off the journey, off the beaten path, the straight and narrow. Hey, God knows that. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God knows what we're dealing with. Hey, he was full man, but he was full God. Hey, he knew what sin was. Sin never entered in, amen, but he knows exactly what you're going through. You say, well, it's just so hard, preacher, to stay straight and narrow. Don't give me that. How hard do you think it was for God to go 650-some yards up a hill called Calvary, amen, and die a martyr's death for you and I? Amen. He knows all about your hardships. Let's take them to him tonight. Amen. But on that third day, it took him 3 days to do a 2 days journey. That's just like you and I are. So don't beat yourself up. God knows. Just trust in God. My goodness. Just trust in God. Let me turn real quick. Let me give you something. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 11 says, by faith, Abraham, he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that Isaac shall the seed be called, accounting that God was able to rise him up even from the dead, from whence they also received him in a figure. So that's your parallel scripture right there. I wanted to give it to you because this wouldn't have made any sense to Abraham. Hey, Abraham's son was supposed to fulfill the family name, if you will. God, this ain't making no sense. Hey, you've promised me all this. Now you're asking for my only son? It wouldn't have made any sense. Hey, if you've been saved any amount of time, I got saved in 2015. Here it is, 2019. I've already had some things in my life that I've had to say, God, this don't make any sense. Yeah. Well, hey, this didn't make any sense to Abraham. Yeah. But look at the outcome. Yeah. Hey, I told the dear family a couple weeks ago, it's okay to ask why. Okay? Hey, the question why was uttered from the cross. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. So it's okay to ask why. Don't expect an answer ever. He don't have to answer you. Okay? But it's okay to ask why, but where we get into problems is if we start laying blame. Because whatever you're going through, sir or ma'am, child of God, lost person, it's not the Savior's fault. You've put yourself in that situation because God made a way for you and I. Amen? We're getting to that way. We're getting to the way that's been made. So the Lord, he will provide. So a three-day trip. Man, they must have been all kinds of time to wonder and think. You think we've got the world and the pull and the distraction. We've got them out of the way. Well, let's think about this old mind. Hey, Abraham still had his mind. Amen. He was still flesh. So that, during that time, I tell you what, an idle mind is the devil's playground. So here we go on this journey. We're probably hot. We probably don't have all the amenities that we need, and all that we're thinking about is why. What am I getting ready to do? Father, you've made these promises. I know what your plans are. I've got it all figured out. Sir, ma'am, if you've got your entire life planned out, you are not living by faith. Amen. Hey, if anybody has everything planned out, come talk to me. Amen. Try to plan it and we'll see what happens. Amen right there. And just another side blip, because there's great liberty to preach here, I like it. But whoever wrote the song, Easy Like Sunday Morning, they were lost as a goose in a hailstorm. Because if the devil's going to come by, it's going to be on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen right there. So we've seen Abraham's faith. We've seen it tested. We've seen the journey that it took longer than it should. My goodness, we've seen in his obedience. We're going real good. Now I want to look at the altar. Hey, we're up here, okay? We're being obedient. We've made our way. We've said, okay, Lord, we're willing to do whatever you're asking us to do. Somebody here tonight, God's asking you to do something. That step of faith. Hey, you got to make that step, that first step to salvation to get there. Now let's talk about salvation's the beginning. See, the church, we've got that messed up. We think salvation's the end. But salvation's the beginning. Amen. Everything we do pre-salvation's dead. I mean, it's of nothing. So once we get saved, that's the beginning. So now that you're saved and on your way to glory, hey, let's do something for God. Amen. I challenge you to search your heart tonight. See if God's asking you to do something. Make a move for Him. So the altar in verse number 9, it says, and they come to a place which God had told of him, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and lay him on the altar upon the wood. Hey, that altar, he didn't get a stick of stove wood, Brother Chad, when you burnt wood or we cut wood together, you know. He didn't just grab up a bunch of wood and just chuck it on the pile. You see, we need some wood toters in today's church. Hey, we got to keep the fire hot. There's enough of this whole world to put a damper on our fire. Amen. So we got to have some men and women that'll carry some wood. Amen. But if you just carry your wood and you just throw it in here, you know what that's going to lead to? It's going to lead to sloppy worship. That's a whole other message for a whole other night. But hey, let's come in with our wood and let's place it where God would have us to. Amen. He's a God of order tonight. Amen. And I see in my Bible, amen, that altar was laid in order. So let's be sure that we're doing things in order for the Lord tonight. Amen. That altar was placed there, and that's the place where he heard God's voice, was at the altar. So I made a mention of it this morning. God just kind of tying it together for us. But if you're not using these altars, when and how are you talking to God? Now, I know that you can have a place at your house. I hope you do. I hope you've got a prayer closet. I hope you've got a place that you can get alone and get a hold of God. Hey, but these altars, amen, let's not let them be neglected. Hey, I promise you, I'll go out on faith, and if he won't do it, call me and I will. If you need more padding, he'll put you some padding. Amen. Let's use these altars, amen. But see, that's where Abraham, that's where he heard God's voice. Now, had he not been there, and had he not been placing the wood in order, taking the time that it took, hey, it's going to take some effort, church. Amen. So if he hadn't been taking the time, he may not have heard the voice of the Lord. And that's critical right now. Us as a child of God, if we can't hear the voice of the Lord, we don't know what he wants. And there's enough voices. We need to know whose is whose. There'll be the voice of the world. There'll be the voice of your family. There'll be your own voice. There'll be the voice of the Lord. You better be able to pick them out. But if you've got your mind all convoluted with the things of the world, you may not even know what the Lord's telling you to do. So I see that not only was he obedient, was he not in his place, but he was at a place in his life, he had his mind clear enough to where he could hear the Lord. We need to be able to hear the Lord tonight. So, and that was also the place that he would lay his only son down. Boy, I heard a message on this scripture preached, and he actually took a child and laid him on the communion table, bound. And he had... And I'll tell on him. I know I'm on the big wide world web, but brother Josh Cook was the one that preached it. And he brought out some big old taxidermy something knife, and I was sitting on the front row, and he took the sheave off that thing, and I was like, my Lord. I mean, we got a live youngin' laying here. I mean, here I am preaching on faith, amen, but now we've got a knife above a bound child. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, you know, don't let him slip. But he... You know, get this in our mind tonight. Hey, Abraham would have been to the point right about now. He would have been reared back, knife ready, getting ready to bring it home. He was going to fulfill it. Amen. Because that I read you back there, he had the faith that even if God, now listen, because we had that doubt. Amen. Well, on that journey, I'm sure there had been some doubt about what he was doing. But once we got to that altar, amen, once we could hear the voice of the Lord, we had enough faith about us to know that even if I had to go through and kill my only son, God would have brought him back. Amen. God would have brought him back. Hallelujah right there. So that's the call that I want us to look at tonight after we got done past the altar. The call that came for Abraham. Verse 12 says, and he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. Hey, that right there. Hey, if he hadn't been to the place where he could have heard the voice of the Lord, he could have went through and killed Isaac, and it would have been all in vain. Because it was never God's intention to kill Isaac. He was just testing his faith. Maybe for you and I tonight, he just wants you to say yes. He may not even make you go through it. So with this call tonight, there's no doubt that there had been many, many nights that Abraham had to pray about something. Amen. I don't think that the morning that he woke up early was the first time that thought had come to his mind. Hey, chances are if God's still dealing with you about something, it's not too late. Don't use that excuse. Amen. He's not going to give up on you. Hey, don't use the excuse that I've went too far or it's been too long. As long as the Spirit of God's dealing with you, everything all the way from salvation to service, hey, he'll honor it. And he'll be right there. He'll pull you through. I don't care how hard you think it is tonight. But if that call's a-coming for you, hey, just trust him and come on. Amen. My goodness. Let's think of it this way. You know deep down in your heart that God's dealing with you to do something for this church. Something to serve God. And you tell him no, no, no. And he moves to somebody else and they say yes. Hey, you may have to deal with that the rest of your life knowing that that call God placed on your life and you said no to the one who saved you. My goodness. I don't want to be at that place tonight. And here's why, church. Lastly, I want to look at the Savior tonight. Verse 13 says, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering and said instead of his son. Verse 14, and Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, which is to mean the Lord will provide. And as it is said unto this day, in the mount the Lord it shall be seen. So the Savior tonight, hey, that you remember I told you there was something going on behind the scenes? Remember I told you there's something going on the backside of that mountain? When sometimes we feel like we're in the valley. Hey, we feel like everything's going wrong. We feel like there's no need to pray. We feel like there's no need to seek God's face. When you're down in the muck and the mire, which let me remind you, that's where God does his best work. He's a perfectionist in fixing broken things. That's what I was before I got saved. I was a broken vessel, amen. It couldn't hold nothing. I was no good for nothing, amen. But God stepped down, amen. He took that clay, amen. He put me back on that wheel. Let me take a side note right there and say I'm still on that wheel. Amen. He's still working on me. Thank God. If I ever get to the place in my life or my ministry where I think I've met the mark, hit the mark or met the goal, I need to step back and realize what I am and who I am. Amen. But that's what God perfects in. Hey, but on the back side of that mountain, while Abraham had his son toting the own wood, amen, toting the own the sacrifice, the stuff he would need, on the backside of that mountain, amen, there was a ram, amen, dispatched by the one and only, amen, the Father, amen, coming up the mountain, amen. There's always going to be an answer on the backside of that mountain, amen. So if you'll just be obedient tonight, amen, if you'll just let God move in your life, amen, I promise you he'll never leave you nor forsake you, amen. He'll provide the answer, amen, because that ram tonight, that ram that we see, that's a perfect picture, amen. Amen. Of Jesus, amen. Making a place, amen. Making a will, amen. Hey, a will in a way, amen. It's exactly what he done for us on Calvary. He provided himself as the sacrifice, amen. That ram, amen. Hey, you know anything? We talked a little earlier about the sacrifice. Everything had to be perfect. There couldn't be no blemishes. There couldn't be no scars. There couldn't be no bleeding, amen. That ram had to be perfect. Now listen. That sucker wasn't in some little road, some little bush without any thorns on it. Amen. It says that there was a ram caught in the thickets by his horns. Now you get a ram by the horns and see what happens. That thing's gonna be thrashing. That thing's gonna be wanting loose. Hey, but my Bible tells me that it come out without a blemish. Hey, a perfect ram. A perfect ram. It would have been perfect. It was acceptable for that sacrifice. So had it been not for the Lord providing, and had it not been for the faith of Abraham tonight to say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. I'll give you my only son, even though it don't make any sense to me, because I know what you've got planned. Hey, and if we was to keep on reading the rest of chapter 22, we'd see that after the sacrifice was done, they come back off the mountain, amen. I can imagine they're on cloud 9 talking about what God's done. We see God providing for Abraham. We see him multiplying his seed. We see the lineage go on. And hey, that's just like you and I tonight. Hey, there's coming a time, if time stands, Brother Mark, you'll go on to glory. Hey, if time stands, I'll go on to glory. There'll be a generation behind us, amen, that'll carry on the word, amen. But if we don't do our job now, if we're not obedient to the one, amen, who called us to preach, hey, lay member, church member, if you're not obedient, amen, to do what God's called you to do tonight, the church, she may die. She's not going anywhere. Well, God's chosen, amen. Nobody can defeat the church. He's coming back for her, amen. But if you don't hold the mark and press on, amen, fill the gap tonight, amen, she's going to struggle. So I just want to challenge you in closing tonight. What is God asking you to do? Amen. It could be salvation. It could be just service to the Lord. But I challenge you, amen, to check your faith. Be sure you're where you're supposed to be. Be sure you can hear the voice of the Lord tonight. Because He wants to give you a success story. Amen. He wants to give you a success story. Come on, preacher.